Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go strolling in the moonlight, we'll chase some various things, do some hyphenating, take a musical trip to Egypt, and celebrate the new year. Several weeks ago, I played Why Make a Promise by Willie Krieger and his orchestra with the Strollers Quartet providing the vocal refrain. Well, to start off this show, we're going to go on a stroll in the moonlight with you. Here's Nathan Glantz.
Thank you. I'd be true, strolling in the moonlight with you. You told me with kisses that you love me too, strolling in the moonlight with you. Our romance started there and ended there, just seems it wasn't to be. Though I smile still all the while I'm blue, memories remain dear of a love I knew, strolling in the moonlight with you.
Thank you.
We started off that set of musical strolls with Nathan Glantz and his orchestra, who were strolling in the moonlight with you on July 9th, 1928. The vocalist was Morton Fry, with an E, but I couldn't find anything on Morton Fry, and that being a Banner 78, it's likely a pseudonym. We went from Strolling in the Moonlight to Strolling in the Sunshine, with Billy James as the Hollywood Dance Orchestra on August 9th, 1927. And from the condition and quality of that record, you could probably tell that it too was a Banner 78. Next, we went back to Strolling in the Moonlight with Charles Cayley from a Columbia 78, recorded in Chicago on March 30, 1928. This Strolling in the Moonlight was written by Charles Cayley, William H. Waldron, and Marty Bloom, and is not to be confused with the Strolling in the Moonlight composed by Professor Yao Hak Chow and recorded by Victor in 1930, but apparently never issued. We finished up with Adrian Schubert's dance orchestra as Dubin's Dandies on When the Moon Shines Down on Sunshine and Me. That Banner 78, beautifully restored by the folks at Jazz Oracle, was recorded on Christmas Eve, 1929. So what does When the Moon Shines Down on Sunshine and Me have to do with strolling? Well, the vocal group there was the Strollers Quartet. You're welcome, Neil. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, we went on a musical wild goose chase. This week, we're going to chase some other things, beginning with rainbows. Here's Harry Fox.
Of the rainbow there's happiness, and to find it how often I've tried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase, and my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting behind. My dreams are just like all my schemes, circling in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime, I never I make a game, for believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows. I'm watching for a little blue bird in bed again. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Or believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows.
chasing shadows, chasing our dreams in vain. While my heart keeps singing, just a love refrain. Chasing shadows, all is cloudy above. Hoping that I will find, baby, the one I love. Who knows? Someday someone may come along, change my lonely song, happiness. Until the dawn fades into darkness, I'll just go on, I guess. Chasing shadows, way from above. While I get that rainbow, precious rolling along.
Complaining, honey mine, you're so entertaining all the time. Can't you be good? I know you could chase away those blues. And your tender lips are so divine, I know when you press them close to mine. Your laughing eyes and love's sweet sighs, they chase the blues away. Oh, sweetie, I know you'll regret, dear, if you forget the days, dear, when we stroll together through all sorts of weather, through fields all covered over with clover. Then you promised me, dear, you'd ne'er roam far away from me, dear, and from home. Tell me the news, and if you choose, chase away those blues.
The Six Brown Brothers and one of their Chicken songs, a couple of others being Chicken Reel and Chicken Walk. That was Chasing the Chickens, written by Raymond Walker and Abe Ullman and recorded June 7th, 1918. At the West Coast Ragtime Festival, I had the pleasure of meeting Bruce Vermaisen, probably the world's foremost authority on the Six Brown Brothers, and author of the liner notes for the two Brown Brothers CDs on Archaeophone, as well as the book, That Moaning Saxophone, The Six Brown Brothers and the Dawning of a Musical Craze. I encourage you to check all of those out. Before the Six Brown Brothers, it was Lou Gold and his orchestra with Chasing the Blues Away, a Lou Gold composition. The vocalist on that March 17, 1931 Clarion 78 was Lou Abelardo, credited as Rex King. Before Chasing the Blues Away, the Georgia Washboard Stompers were Chasing Shadows on July 3, 1935. Chasing Shadows was written by Abner Selver and Benny Davis, and the vocalist was Jake Fenderson, who played washboard in the band. We started off Chasing Rainbows. That was singer Harry Fox on May 16, 1918. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows was composed by Harry Carroll, although adapted from Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu. The lyrics were written by Joseph McCarthy, and the song debuted in the Broadway show Oh Look, where it was sung by the Dolly Sisters. Oh Look starred Harry Fox and is about a gold mine owner who inadvertently gets involved in passing counterfeit money. It opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on March 7, 1918, and you had 68 chances to see it. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned alternative spellings of words. I started looking through the database for some examples, but the best I could come up with is the following set of hyphenated titles. Here's the International Novelty Orchestra. Thank you.
tootie, shake like a doo. Oh, that's wobbling, wobbling.
La da da
la da da da. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers up with the breeze. Oh, that's wobbling, wobbling. Like a waving ocean, get that motion, stop, 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 stop. Slap down your left, slap down your right, there you go. That's got them shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat. Oh, that's wobbly wobbly.
The Columbia House Band The Columbians with When Dixie Stars Are Playing Peekaboo, written by Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson. That recording is from May 21, 1924, and the song was apparently quite popular, recorded by Barney Rapp and his orchestra, Bernie Cummins and his orchestra, Al Bernard and Frank Camplain, and most recently by Leon Redbone. Before that, it was Anson Weeks and his orchestra with an unidentified male trio doing the Wobbly Walk on May 3, 1928. The Wobbly Walk was written by Bud Green and Harry Warren and was preceded by Roger Wolf Kahn, whom we haven't heard from in a while, with Ting-a-ling, the Bells'll Ring. That Victor recording is from July 8, 1926. Irving Berlin wrote Ting-a-ling, the Bells'll Ring for the Marx Brothers' second Broadway show, The Coconuts, but it didn't make it into the movie version. And we began that hyphenated set with the International Novelty Orchestra and Chickadee from July 25, 1923. Nat Shilkret directed the International Novelty Orchestra, and you heard him on clarinet with Brother Harry on cornet and Brother Jack on piano. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Several weeks ago, I played The Tobacco Auctioneer by Raymond Scott, and I received an email shortly afterwards with a request for Scott's Egyptian Barn Dance. Well, here it is to start off a musical journey to Egypt.
Thank you. all the while, two lips coaxing with a smile, my own Egypt. Waters, as they ripple by, seem to murmur with a sigh, humming just the same as I, my own Egypt.
Jack Albin recorded under the name Hotel Pennsylvania Music earlier, but there you heard Phil Spitalny as Hotel Pennsylvania Music with the vocal by Bill Cody on Egypt from a Harmony 78 waxed April 29, 1930. The Rhythmatics sounds like the name of a group that you would hear today on The Sing-Off or America's Got Talent, but Egypt was preceded by the Rhythmatic Orchestra and Egyptian Echoes from February 11, 1925. The Rhythmatic Orchestra may have consisted of members of the Ray Miller Orchestra of the time. Egyptian Echoes was apparently a jazzed-up adaptation of the Egyptian Suite by Alexander Luigini. Before Egyptian Echoes, it was Lyman's California Ambassador Orchestra, Abe Lyman, of course, with Queen of Egypt, recorded in Los Angeles on August 6, 1923. Queen of Egypt was composed by Peter DeRose and Ferdy Graffay, and it was also recorded by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, directed by Don Bester, a few months after Lyman's version. We began our musical trip to Egypt with the Raymond Scott Quintet and Egyptian Barn Dance. Although about 20 of Scott's compositions are associated with cartoons and animated series, he never wrote a single note of music specifically for cartoons. In 1943, Scott sold the publishing rights to a portion of his catalog to Warner Brothers Music Division, which made it available to musical director Carl Stalling. Stalling first used Powerhouse in the 1943 cartoon Porky Pig's Feet, F-E-A-T. Eventually, it was used more than 40 times in Warner Brothers cartoons. Egyptian Barn Dance, on the other hand, was used just once in the opening credits of Chuck Jones's Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a Half Century. This, of course, is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2013. I want to thank everyone for listening, but especially those who have also sent emails, friended the show on Facebook, become members of KISL, told others about the show, and otherwise supported and encouraged me over the past nearly 14 years. I sincerely appreciate all of you and look forward to continuing the show in 2014 and beyond. I wish each and every one of you a happy, healthy, safe, and exceptionally prosperous new year, filled with quality time spent with family and friends, old and new. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you.